By the Terry Majda Chop Base, Kislev Tavshin, Pay Base, Rebeleza Birdie.
Okay, so fine, thank you. Thank you, sure. Bezat Hashem. Thank you very much for having me in Manchester, Kala Kodesh, Manchester. Got to be Mechazek from Chumash Rashi, Parshat HaShavua. And we know that in the Zohar, Parshas Bereishis, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Rachmona Chaza Oraisa V'Bara Alma. The Baruch Shel Olam looked into the Torah and he created the world. So what do we learn from this? We learn from this that the Torah is the Heilige blueprint that the Baruch Shel Olam created with Baruch Shel Olam architect the world, like an architect makes a plan, makes a blueprint for whatever he's going to build. Baruch Shel Olam decided he'd build the world for, don't go into see, but the Midrash Bereishis tells us all about it. The Ramchal tells about Shem and Derech Hashem, why Shem built the world. Okay, but we're talking about Chumash Rashi. And Shem created the world. The Shem created the world with inherent rules in the world. The inherent rules in the world, they come through in Parshas Vayeshev. One of them is Mida Keneged Mida, all through Shas. It says a couple of dozen times, Mida Keneged Mida. If someone wants to know how the Eibishter runs the world, it's measure for measure. In other words, in American slang, they say what goes around comes around. What you do is like a boomerang, as they say in Australia. What you throw, it comes right back at you. If a person brings good in the world, it comes back at him. If a person brings the opposite, it comes back right at him. So we have a little kasha. What are we talking about people? Our first principle of Amunah is everything is from the Eibishter. Hu levado osa oise viyase et kol ma'asim. Ani ma'amin ba'amun shleima. First thing a Yid believes in, I believe, with full and complete belief, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Borei Barach Shmo, the Borei Brezav be his name, he alone did, does, and will do everything. So what's left for us? We talk about Mida Kamida, what does it matter what I do in the world? What that person could say, I'm not Balabait anyway. Oh, but Gemara says, in Makobi De Shemaim, Chutz Mirat Shemaim. Okay, but that everything is in the way Hashem leaves Yirat Shemaim in our hands. What is Yirat Shemaim? Yirat Shemaim is our choice. Yirat Shemaim is whether we decide to do good or to the opposite. Where a person could decide, this is something that every Yid should say in Shema Kuleinu when he wakes up in the morning after Birkas HaShachar. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, telling Rebbeinu Shel Olam his own words, not just love through you. I could teach a parrot to say Birkot HaShachar. Okay, I'm going to say Shech Vivina. Some people say Shech Vivina, like a Sechvi, which is a rooster. Shech Vivina. And some people would say a person has an eye difficulty and he goes to the ophthalmologist and goes to this Rebbe, why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam call the ophthalmology? Rebbe said, how do you say you're Pokeach Ivrim in the morning? Not Pokeach Ivrim, see people that go through 30 seconds and say all their brachas. What about if a malach would come to you in the morning and the malach would say every bracha that you don't say in Kavana today, you're going to lose the object of that bracha? Uh-oh. Morning, bracha to Hashem. Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Pokeach Ivrim. They open the eyes of the blind. First have to realize, I said, what a bracha this is. What a bracha if someone offers you $10 million, $20 million, 30 million quid, 100 million quid for one eye. No, don't go. For both eyes. Chas v'sholem. Pukeach ivrim. And even if we have limited sight, for whatever sight you give me, Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And the same thing on everything. Malbisha umim. Imagine if a person had to walk in his underclothes in the street in 40 degree weather. Bah. Malbisha umim, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, you give me a rekel. You gave me a scarf, you gave me a sweater, you gave me everything I need. Shazali kol tzolki. One by one, one by one, one by one. So this is what Hashem wants us. Hashem wants us. And when we say these brachas, we can add one little thing, and it's so very important. One little word of our own bechira. This is our, you know, this is what we choose. And this will always be in kavana. With prescribed brachas, okay, sometimes kavana is more, sometimes kavana less. We say something from a heart, it's always a perfect kavana. So before we continue on, and before we continue on the korbanos, Hashem, enable me today, this is Shachris, enable me today to be a conduit of good in the world. Hashem, let me do your mitzvah, let me bring good in the world, let me be b'kad Hashem Shemayim. Hashem, I want to be an agent of Kiddush Hashem. I want to be a Moshe Rabbeinu and not a Paro. The Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak Abedishev, says, and one thing inherent in creation is that everyone is a Shaliach of Hashem. Paro was a Shaliach of Hashem. He was a negative Shaliach of Hashem. By virtue of Paro, and by virtue of Paro's choices, we got to see the 10 plagues. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem for us, that it freed us from bondage in Egypt. But not so for Paro. He could have been a Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is what Chazal tells us in Pirkei Avos. It could be Talmid of Bilam and Talmid of Avraham Avinu. And Talmid of Avraham Avinu, they have their qualities, and Talmid of Bilam, they have that part. It's all our choice. So what is this? Right here in the Parsha. Right here in the Parsha. What happens in the Heilige Brothers, and I'm going to push it shot, not going any deeper, because we could talk like this all day long. Like, Baruch Hashem, I always, as Hashem, I've got such limited time in Manchester and such limited time with each wonderful kehillah, and it's give up so much, give up so have to be mitzamsen, have to be a little bit constrictive. The brothers, they sell Yosef. And now what are we going to do? Now what are we going to tell Tate? Ah, see Yehuda, he's bright. Let's take his, they took off his cloak of many colors. And let's kill a goat, and we'll have goat ribs we'll have for lunch, and we'll use the blood, and we'll go to Tati, and we'll say, Tati, Hakelna, Hakelna, Tati, you know this record, you know this cloak? We say, that's the cloak, it's only one of a kind. I had it made specially for Yosef. Hakelna, what if they use these three words, Hakelna, to fool their father? Ooh, Yudale, that's not why Hashem brought you in the world. We'll see in Vayechi what your blessing is. Your blessing is to be a manhig. Your blessing is to be a leader. Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to come out of you. The Melech into the world. Malchus. And you use this Malchus to fool your Tate? Oh, okay. So let's see right away, immediately, how the Australian boomerang comes to Yuda right back in his face in this parsha. I have one thing with you. When I say Yuda, every time I say his name or any one of the shvatim, it's like dunking in a mikveh. Don't think that Chas v'Shalom, because everything I'm saying is right through Rashi and the Ramban. It's right in Rashi and the Ramban. I'm talking about Chumash Rashi, but I wouldn't belabor things to look in the Chumash and quote to use it by heart. Yuda gets involved in a very shvacha maise. It's something that the Beis Yaakov girls, they don't learn from their teacher. They get to this maise, they skip over. It's something from the boys in Cheder and Yeshiva Ketana, even in Yeshiva Gedolah, if they're not married, they run it over. They go fast. The whole thing of Yuda and Tamar. Okay, it's as long as it's one of the things. Hashem has to fool. Look what Hashem does to bring Mashiach in the world. Look what Hashem does to bring Mashiach. It'd be Maisev of Yuda and Tamar. It's not this, because it puts the Yetzer Hara to sleep. Hashem has to fool the Yetzer Hara. The Shem had built the world with certain intrinsic and inherent qualities. And Hashem sometimes has to fool them. How do we fool the Yetzer Hara in a bracha? There's a way that the Rebbe's, Noam Elimelech used to do this also. He used to act just like Hashem. The Noam Elimelech had a special way of blessing it. We call it a left-handed blessing. That's a left, is a yamin is chesed, and left is vur. It sounds like vurdik. I'll give you an example, I used it. I learned this from the Noam Elimelech, and from my Rebbe, who's his great-grandson, the Melitzer Rebbe, who's the grandson of the Shatzer Zevi in London, Zechet Tzadik Levoche. This is my Rebbe, the Militzer Rebbe, Baruch Hashem. And I learned this from a woman came to me, and she was married for 8 years, and she'd have kindlach. And had a couple of misses and nebuch, and she was crying, her husband was crying. And I said, Rebbe Lezer, give us a bracha. You go around the world, it's paramuna, is mezakeh rabim. So I said, well, who said? She had the Militzer Rebbe said, go ask you for a bracha. Rebbe give you a bracha. Okay, let's come. Then I'm thinking, 8 years, and I said, anything wrong according to the doctors? No, nothing's wrong, everything is okay. So I said to them, I bless you that your house should stink of dirty nappies. Your house should stink of dirty diapers. We call them titulim in Hebrew. And titulim is diapers, and titulim is the throwaway diapers. Your house should stink of them. He said, what kind of bracha is that? I said, wait and see. I forgot about this couple completely. It was 8 years after they were married. They came back to me another 6.5 years. They're married 14 and a half years now. And they got 4 kindlach. And the wife is crying, Blazing and Mibra, I can't keep house. My house stinks of diapers. Dirty diaper. So left hand, what is the type of bracha that the malach, that this gets past the Yetzer Hara? He says, it sounds like it's a shalt. It's not kind of bracha. It's a shalt. It sounds like a curse. Okay, it's a left-handed bracha. So sometimes this is the way the Shem brings Mashiach. Brings Mashiach by something that we don't want to tell our children on the Shabbos table. Okay? That we want to tell them things like this and tell the Madrich before the Chuppah night. This is something in the Amish families that, and it's in our Torah. It's in our Torah. So we have this Maise that's in our Torah. They're really not mice. Maise is something we talk about our whole lives. Our whole lives of B'nai Torah. It's Kedusha. Kedusha that should be worthwhile to get close to Hashem, worthwhile to get close to Hashem. We think of Yehuda, the Eil Geshvatim, and as this thing with his friend, his Goyesha friend that he's a partner in the sheep with, Chiram Adulami, and they go down to Timnah, and he comes, and all of a sudden Hashem gives him a Yetzer Hara. This is only from Hashem, not him. Who Levado? Hashem gives him a Yetzer Hara. It was a Bitul Bechira, Mamash a Bitul Bechira. He didn't have a Bechira. Okay. And then he did what he did. Well, 3 months later, they come to him and they say, you know, your daughter-in-law, who should be sitting in her parents' house, your daughter-in-law has not been behaving herself. So what's the matter? There's A, B, C, and D. She's expecting. What? How can that be? She's not married. So, you're a dayan. He was a dayan. What's the din? Tisaref. She's a bat kohen. Her tata was a kohen. Her tata was a kohen. Avimelech. That's a Tamar. That was her father. Avimelech. He was kohen. Who kohen the kelev yom? We learned this in earlier parsha. Tisaref, a bat kohen. That's a din in the Gemara. It's tratzak soita. Bat kohen shizita. Din asreifa. And so he's Saifa. So now she brings out the collateral that a certain client gave her, the walking staff, the signet ring. That's it. And what does Tamar say to Yehuda? Hakelna. Hakelna. What did Yehuda say to his father? Hakelna. He got Hakelna right back in his face. What comes around goes around. A person wants to bring good in the world, he gets good back at him. He wants to bring the opposite in the world, that's exactly what he gets back at him. And this is what King Solomon says in Mishlei. Ivelet adam yisalef dalko v'al Hashem yizaf libo. That a person's folly will skew his way, and then he blames Hashem. Ribono Shelolam, what's this to me? Ribono Shelolam, what are you doing to me? And what are you doing to me? And Ribono Shel says, Hakelna, mein Liebesin. Hakelna, what did you do? What did you do? You got it right back. Oh, you thought nobody saw when you shortchanged your customer. You thought that nobody saw when you gave a word to your partner that wasn't a real word. You got it, and you get it right back. And sometimes we think, behind closed doors, a person thinks that his bnei bais, his rebbetzin or his kindlach, they're his. like his, like his watch, like his car, like his whatever. And he could do what he wants. No. The Torah says, V'afta lecha kamocha. And recha, the first in line for recha, that's your Rebbetzin. And then you have kinderlach. Kinderlach are not yours. They don't belong to you. It's like safe deposit from the great Brank in Himmel. Shem Yisbach says, I've got these special diamonds. And I want you, Moshe, I want you, Yankele, I want you, Yitzchok, to raise these diamonds for me and bring them back, polish them. Bring them back, polish them. So they bring back and polish them. People yell, make faces. You have a 5-6-year-old boy. You know what it is for a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a toddler, when a father shows a face like a roaring lion? He's scared. That's Hakel now. What's the Hakel now? And the father comes home with a long face. And his wife says to him, you know, what happened to you at work? He says, oh, my employer, he growled at me, yelled at me, or he had a court case, and he growled at me and yelled at me. Hakelna, stop and think. If something unpleasant that happens to us, what we did to someone else, because this is a force, and this is a Feirushim Pirkei Avos, it's a Feirushim Mishneh, Amar Reb Leizer ben Yaakov, Asa Mitzvah Bala Senegal, Asa Aveira Bala Katigol. Reb Leizer ben Yaakov, a Heilige Tana, Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, he comes and says something that's good, he brings a good Malach to the world, and if he does the opposite, he brings a Shlechta Malach to the world, and this is the Teretz Darkasha, what we said on Emunah, the first principle of Muda, Hu Levado, Asa Oise V'yase, Hashem does everything, I'm not responsible. Oh yes we are. Because the Yirat Shemayim is up to us, and if we make the good choice, that we bring a good malach, that it brings good in the world. This is the pshat of what we ask Hashem in our own words after Birkas HaShachar. Hashem enabled you to be good to the world. Enabled you to be a shaliach for good. And this is also a Feirush Gemara in Yoma. Megalgalim schus bidei zakai, umegalgalim chov bidei chayav. That if someone deserves a compliment, someone deserves a smile, Hashem, let me be the person that gives the person a smile. Let me be the person that gives them. I'm going to tell you something geferlich. I heard from the Meshiv, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Lerner, tremendous Talmud Chacham, is a Rosh Koli. He was Meshiv when I was in Koyla Chayra. And he was a Lakewooder from New Jersey. He was a Talmud of Reb Schneer Kotler. And he told me about the Mashkiach of Lakewood. Mashkiach Lakewood once gave a really stiff shmooze. There was a Shvach HaMais in Lakewood. When a younger man was completely depressed and he took his own life. This was something terrible. He got into his Shalom Bais wasn't so great. He got into financial difficulties. He had a problem with one of his kids. And a difficulty. When he had difficulty in his learning in Koilel, this was the straw on the camel's back that broke his back. So the younger man, in a moment of extreme anguish, he put an end to his life. So the Mashgiach Lakewood, there were 3,000 Yungalite that were there at the Levaya, and when his Maspid, the younger man, and by the way, they buried him inside the grave, not outside like they do with the suicide, inside, because they just Yatzam Yidaiso from the Isurim, it was a Bali Surim. And all the Rebbeim Pasim said, Talmud Chachim, fell into extreme anguish. So Mashgiach yelled at the 3,000 Yungalite. He says, if just one of you would have come up in Koilel instead of everybody involved, my own Atzlocha, my own Gemara, I know Toisfis, I know Ksois, I'm this, I'm going to be a big Rabbi, I'm going to be a big Rosh Hashiva one day, I'm going to be this. If just one of you saw that he had a long face, and this was also this Yosef in the Beit Zohar. He said to the two goyim, Salim, Ma panecha oimoyim. He says, why you got the long upon him? Why is that upon him? What happened? What's the shame to do? Why? He says, if just one of you would have put your arm on his shoulder and said, Yitzchakele, what's bothering you? Yitzchakele, you got friends. Yitzchakele, the Abishur in the world. Yitzchakele, what goes up comes down. You could have saved a life. Beloved brothers, people are so busy with their own parnasa, so busy with their own problems, so busy with it. Look at Yenim. Sometimes we have a for a goy, we got a mitzvah. An Arab, Hamasnik, is walking with a donkey and it's got to have a camel and it's got a heavy load and about to drop. And this is for a soine. Mitzvah's asset to help a soine. If I'm in Ashdod, I live 18 minutes from Gaza. And it's cease of the simple, the fireworks we have just on American Independence Day. In Ashdod, everybody knows how to run to the shelters. And everybody, it's crazy. We've had, in the last 7 years, thousands and thousands and thousands of missiles. And it's one big, you can learn a Muna by being Eretz Yisrael, and you see all these thousands of missiles, and the casualties should be so many much more. They're just not. They're not more. I have more casualties from COVID-19 than from Gaza missiles. Unbelievable. More casualties from COVID-19 and from Gaza missiles. It's kafirla. We see. One of which is, who knows? Somebody the Kila. We give them a shmechel. A shmechel, okay, so you're from, don't want to say a word before davening? That's fine. The Gemara says, Safutaba. Safutaba in Aramaic. This is before davening, you're allowed to say Safutaba. Okay? All right, you don't even say a word. Just give a guy a smile. You know what a smile means? A smile means that you are a worthy Jew and I love you. Take a smile. But don't walk in sometimes. Now, somebody, if a person is down, Melchizedek, you got a little bit of water? When a person is down and depressed and somebody frowns at him, he could take this personally. He says, the whole world is against him. So Yankel is against me too. This could be the straw destroyed a camel's back. We don't know what's going on in another person's head. He said, wait a second, what did I do? I'm thinking about my own problems, my own business. I don't want to hurt anybody. I say, oh, okay. Let's look at halacha and nezikim. Does halacha and nezikim go according to the intent of the mazik or the intent of the nizak? Okay. Let me do a little chazor and baba kama. Okay. It goes according to what happens to the nizak, to the person that the damage has been done to. Let's take an individual that just came out of the hospital with a cast taken off his leg. Okay, he had a broken foot. He had a cast on his leg for 8 weeks. He just got the cast taken off. Now, you're going to shul, and if you would normally brush up against or accidentally step on a person's tay, and you say, oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to do it. Of course he didn't mean to do it. Didn't mean to hurt you. But keep going. But imagine if this guy just came out of the hospital and just had his cast taken off and with no intent whatsoever, thank you, with no intent whatsoever, step on his toe. And he screams, why? It hurts him. You say, what are you so sensitive about? We don't feel his pain. He's got a pain that shoots up his back, shoots up his spine, shoots up his brain. It's driving crazy. He just had a broken foot, just healed, and now he gets stepped on again? Well, according to Choshen Mishpat, okay, it's a shoygeg. Chai of Nezikin. Dusit Alocha. A dino said you stepped on his foot. Okay, you didn't intend. Okay, you back up into a person's car. You didn't see the guys in the rear view mirror. And you back up and you put a dent in his car. I didn't intend to do that. Chai of Nezikin. Now they take the car to the garage and have the dent fixed, and the mazik is chai of. Well, we intend. It doesn't matter what our intent is. If we do damage to another person, we have to pay the price. Now, Yehuda, there's all types of things that they made a base team, and the tvi on Yosef, that Mezim Yosef said Lashon Hara about them, and all types of thing. But really, the machloikis was in the way to avoid this Hashem. Yehuda's way of avoiding Hashem was the kila. We serve Hashem together. Yosef's way of avoiding Hashem was the tzaddik. The individual has to be a tzaddik. And that's why he allowed himself. We ask another kasha in this week's parsha. How come Yosef came back when the house was empty? He knew that Potiphar's wife was there. Came back, and there's one gris in Rashi is that he did cheshbonis. He came back to do the accounting. And then there's an opposite girsa that's a less complimentary girsa. But even, for both, why is he coming back? Yosef knows he's going into a situation of yichud with the shiksa. What are you doing? What are you taking a chance like that? Who puts himself in a test like that? Yosef said, okay, if I'm a real tzaddik, then nothing's going to happen to me. He tested himself. We're not allowed to test ourselves. That's what we say to Hashem. Lo lidei nisayon, v'lo lidei bisayon. He tested himself. And what result? But this is what for Hashem. Their whole argument was how to serve Hashem. No, we serve Hashem in a keel. That's what you did. What? And Yosef said, no, you got to be individual. And this was their argument to Shem Shemayim. And the Yehuda said, look, if everybody serves Hashem like you, then there's not going to be Yiddishkeit, there's not going to be Minyanim, there's not going to be anything. Everybody's going to be up on a hill, davening by himself. We can't, there's no Borchu, no Yesh Meirav. It was a shame. This is, if we go deeper into it, it's always in a Kedusha. We're talking about Pashup Pshat, Chumash and Rashi. What we do in the world creates a spiritual force. This is the malach that brings good into the world or brings the opposite. And this is what we ask Hashem. Now, Yehuda, of course, he didn't want to insult his father. But what happened is he did create his father tremendous anguish. Okay, this happened. This is Rabbeinu Shlomo's blueprint for fooling the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is very happy. Oh, get him out of, I'm Yisrael, take him out of the land of Israel, take him into Golis in Egypt. Wonderful. Ooh, but what a Kiddush Hashem is going to come of that. And in Egypt, we're going to learn to be a nation worthy of receiving Torah. That's what a part of our birth as a nation had to happen. This is part of the birth. We see that before a baby is born, the mother goes through tremendous pain and tremendous indescribable pain. This is Am Yisrael. On the way to becoming Am Yisrael, went through also indescribable pain. Let me make a moment and make a bracha. I got a problem that this is Basar V'dam. Hashem take. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiya B'dvorei. So this we see all through Torah, and especially all parshas Vayeshev. Go with these two words, Hakerna. Hakerna. What I do, this is going to determine what's happening in the world, because Hashem gives us, this is part of our Bechira and Yirat Shemayim, Chobidei Shemayim, and we see this all through Shas. All through Shas. Megalgalim Chov Bidei Chayav, Megalgalim Schut Bidei Zakai. So when do we make a mistake? When do we do damage, Chas V'Sholem, to another human being? It's when we have done something wrong, possibly behind closed doors, or where there's no witnesses. And in Shemayim, it's an Aveira. But there are many Aveiras, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, that says, V'yareta mi'elokecha. A person could do something and say, I didn't intend to do an Aveira. V'yareta mi'elokecha. Oinas Dvorim. Person says, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. He says something to hurt another person. Oh, he says, oh, it's just an instant joke. Can't you take a joke? V'yareta me'elokecha. Hashem knows what your intent was to humiliate another human being or not. So let's suppose, for the time being, if the other guy goes to the Beis Din and they said, Yanko called me a nincompoop in front of other people in the koilad, but nobody heard it. There's no witnesses. Okay, Dayanim said, I'm sorry. Unless you have two witnesses that are willing to come to the Beis Din and testify that Yanko called you a nincompoop, and to prove that this caused you damages, the Beis Din can't do anything. That's the Beis Din Shalmata. Abel Vosimidei Din Shalmala. Sagan Sandra Sugya. That the Beis Din Shalmala, it's a complete different Sugya. Maybe down here, the Beis Din Shalmata can't do anything, but the Beis Din Shalmala certainly could do. So what does Ribbono Shel Olam do? He takes this maneuver. He takes this person with the evil intention that goes around hurting a younger man in the koilel, another younger man in the koilel, and Ribbono Shel Olam now gives him an overt avera to do. Megalgalim chov bidei chayav. He gives it to him. Okay, so someone deserves a punishment. Someone deserves some type of punishment. Ribbono Shel Olam will let this person with the bad intention be the agent to give another person the punishment. The other person deserved the punishment. But this guy will go and suffer and will pay the price of being the hangman, being the agent of bad. The exact opposite is true. Somebody did matan besesir. Somebody took to know that the next door neighbor, her husband is on a business trip, her husband went to the United States to raise money for the yeshiva, and that the Rebbe and the children are home alone, and it's Friday in the afternoon, and she's got a big bag of trash, and she's trying to bathe six kids. So without anybody seeing, he grabs the bag of trash, and he takes it out, and he throws it out into the bin. Did a chesed? Nobody knows. She looks, somebody took the trash out. Oh, I don't know, what a malach. A malach saved me going outside in the cold in the winter in the bin. She's got to bathe the kids for Shabbos. So this guy did something fantastic. What a chesed. An act of loving kindness to a woman. Her husband wasn't home. Baruch Hashem, Yish Mishpacha. Megagalim schut midei zakai. So now, there's a notice in Manchester that a Jewish child was lost. A Jewish child was lost. Oy vey, oy vey, certainly what goes through everybody's head with the anti-Semitism, what's going here in this guy. Hashem will enable this guy who did chesed that nobody saw. Now he'll be the one to find the lost child, and he'll be the one to return the lost child to the parents. And after the father's wealthy, can you imagine what happens? Imagine chas v'shalom if one of your children got lost. What is the gratitude that you're going to have to the person that returns to you your lost child? Now you should learn, this is the power of Zikui Arabim, the power of spreading Amuna, the power of strengthening Yenim and Yiddishkeit. When you bring the Ribbono Shel Olam's lost child to him, the Ribbono Shel Olam is forever grateful. That's Megalgalim Schud Bidei Zakai. So this guy, because he did something good in the world, Hashem is now going to let him be the agent of bringing good in the world. This is our Bechira. This is our Karana. This is what we learned from the Parsha. That when we want to do good, when we want to have Yirat Shemayim, we want to make the proper Bechira, and we ask Hashem, let me be the agent of good in the world. And I promise you, Heilige Bridas, and Heilige Kilo Manchester, if in Manchester we decide every one of us that we're only going to bring good for the Mishpacha, for the Kehila, for Klal Yisrael, and we're only going to do good, I promise you, I'll sign my name, promise you, there will be no Machla, no COVID, no Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, nothing, Etna, nothing. Everybody in Manchester, Zazan Gazin, will be strong, will be healthy, have wonderful Parnassa, and you'll be able to marry off your kids with Shlislach to their own dearest, right next to Mommy and Tati, with seeing Mashiach Tzidkenu with your own eyes. Behevo Amenu, Amen. Good Shabbos. Rebchanani ben Akashi Amar, Kutza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Yisrael, Lefi Kantin Amen, Tua Mitzvah Shlemar, Adonai Chofetz Aman Tzidko, Yagir Tua V'Yadir. Amen. 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 Amen.